I think we'll call a legislative electric energy task force to order. The Senate's in session at 11, and I have a meeting. I have to go to about 20 minutes to 11, so we'll get started. Senator Arata moves the approval of the December 9th minutes. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails. Today we're going to get the report to the legislature from the Electric Energy Task Force. And Mr. Fuller, Mr. Elif will present the report. John, did you want to start, or whichever way you want to do it? Mr. Fuller.
Mr. Chairman, members, just one preliminary comment. I think with respect to renewables, which the task force focuses on, the issue is information. It's good information, because I was thinking about it, and if it came before the legislature that there was a proposal to have 50% of all energy generated by wind, and if there was a common understanding that would cause, say, 10 blackouts a year in Minneapolis, we probably wouldn't do it. On the other hand, there was a mandate for 60% wind, and it was commonly understood that that would increase the reliability of the system and it would be cheaper. We would probably do that. The problem is we're not in possession of information that can give us clear answers to those questions. Now, I think the mission of the task force and the service that it can provide is facilitating the sharing of information, the gathering of information, so that when legislators make a decision, they can apply their values against an information base that's commonly accepted or not in great dispute. So I know you're short of time. Most of what's in the report was presented to the task force on December 9th, essentially that with respect to the economic benefit aspect of wind energy development, we don't have a real clear policy to achieve that, and so it's unclear whether we've maximized that goal under current law. And with respect to our activities in the summer, we learned that transmission is a major issue with respect to all forms of generation, and wind in particular, because there's congestion on those lines to the wind resource area. So if you'll turn to page 11, we'll go to the recommendations. And they're fairly straightforward. There's nothing there that says that's extremely prescriptive. The first recommendation is the task force, and I'll just read them, should authorize the continuation of the working group activities involving meeting of the public and stakeholders. These activities provide a forum that is more informal than the usual administrative or legislative forum, allowing for a more comfortable sharing of information. The activity should have a short-term and a long-term focus and continue year-round. The short-term focus should involve issues ripe for legislation, such as transmission and the local economic benefit. The long-term issues would be more trying to develop an integrated policy, looking at processes, trying to get big-picture items before a good understanding and agreement on big-picture items. You can see in the public meetings, I've included comments from a selected group of people that suggested areas where they thought policy makers should look. I think that the committees of the legislature should take advantage of our work on local economic benefit and on transmission, and probably there's a need to address those issues this session, and my understanding is that there is legislation being proposed on both local economic benefit and transmission.
Mr. Fuller, would you envision that working group that's established now or that's been meeting all summer, would that be a continuation of number one, or would it be a makeup of different people? That was headed up by Mr. Lehman and Mr. Grant. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, Mr. Chair. I think that the term was a little misleading, working group, because they were sort of directors, or formally, the working group was really the public coming in. So I think some thought, depending on if the task force decides to look at global issues or a particular issue, I think that working group of the stakeholders can help decide that issue. They're sort of directors. Then we go out and seek information on those issues, and it's the public and the people who show up and talk who actually are the working group, and we report back to you with information so you can apply your values to that information and make informed decisions. So I think there should be public involvement. And if that working group, if they're willing, that could be a start. Maybe we'd have to modify it a little bit depending on the task.
Okay.
Two, reflects the work of the CapEx 2020 group that is an industry they pulled together. I think we heard from the PUC that there's some fragmentation on the reporting and planning processes between companies, and that perhaps it's a good idea to look at the statute to make sure that we integrate those reports and have a sense of what the state as a whole needs with respect to transmission and generation. So that recommendation is that perhaps the committees with jurisdiction might want to look at that, build on what CapEx 2020 is trying to do, and try to make sure that policymakers, you folks, have a handle on the needs of the state with respect to generation and transmission. Number three is a significant one. It relates to this information need. The task force has an assessment authority of $250,000. There was a study done this summer that was mandated by law that the Department of Commerce contracted for, evaluating the effects of 1,500 megawatts of wind on the Xcel system. That was a valuable report. However, it doesn't give a picture of the state as a whole. And I think it would be extremely valuable, particularly if the legislature remains somewhat aggressive in directing renewable projects, particularly wind, to have a handle on what's going to work, you know, what you need to do, and so that when we say 10 megawatts of wind by 2015 or 10% by 2015, you know, we sort of know what can be done and what needs to be done. So I would recommend that, or the report would recommend that the task force consider seriously using its assessment power to retain experts. Another study could be the local economic benefit aspect. I don't think we have our hands firmly around what sorts of projects generate the most economic benefits. And it would be good to have a handle on that. It would help the people who want to invest in those projects to get the best return. So that's number three. Number four is also related to information gathering. We were in private conversations with some PUC commissioners. They indicated to us that there are a number of national groups that are very eager to have legislators as members, ex officio or otherwise, and I think that this is a complex area and very critical, the electric industry, and having a working knowledge base among some legislators is a key to making good policy. So the task force has an assessment authority, and that can be used to pay for these activities. I think the recommendation would be that the chair is seriously look at soliciting folks on the task force who would be interested in this sort of activity. Number five, we've already sort of started in the Senate committee. We had the executive secretary of the PUC come in and help explain background. That is using the expertise of the executive branch and helping formulate policy. In particular, for example, the REO, the Renewable Energy Objective Law, was interpreted by order of the PUC this last summer, 04 June, and they had a number of questions that they were unclear on. And to have them come and explain that to us on a regular basis, maybe after the session and before the session, laying out their concerns would help us focus our activities, because sometimes our legislation doesn't reflect or doesn't allow implementation of the policy that underlies that legislation. So I think that would be helpful in making a better connection between implementation of policy and formulation of policy. Number six is somewhat related, it's on the next page, somewhat related to the economic benefit issue, local economic benefit. I think that there are some tools that are available, financing tools, perhaps with the Department of Agriculture, and what we've done is we haven't coordinated, perhaps as well as we could, the notion that we want rural folks to be building and benefiting from this construction of wind energy facilities and enabling them to do so by resources that could be available from the state and others. So this topic sort of is, the theme is that perhaps we should have all agencies or a more comprehensive approach to the goal of building wind, whether it's the Department of Agriculture or DNR or DEED. Perhaps they should be more involved. I think the gist of all of these recommendations is that state, let's use an example, the state has a policy of constructing some wind. Let's make sure we have the, some wind energy generation facilities, and they also would like it to benefit the locals. Let's make sure we have the information available that allows us to make the best decisions with respect to that policy, and that we have a law in place that allows the utilities, the industry, and the regulators to implement a policy that says we want wind, want as much as we can, if that's, if, say that's the policy for purpose of discussion, and we want it to benefit locals in Minnesota to the maximum extent possible. Let's make sure that we have information available that lets us craft laws that achieves that end or allows for the achievement end in the most optimal way. So I think the theme, as you can see, it's, the task force really is an information gathering tool where, and a discussion forum. And so anything that can be done to bring more information to the table and that can allow for a more thorough discussion is beneficial. That concludes my remarks. Bob, do you have anything to say?
I think Mr. Foley's done an excellent job of distilling the information that we gathered summer and making recommendations. I guess the only thing I would add is that the information we're talking about having here doesn't just stay here. It's utilized by members in the committee process and both bodies as a whole. And developing that expertise allows that good information to be spread throughout both the House and the Senate.
I think at the end of the day, you know, when you get the CapEx and you got this report and you got the Commerce Committee's report, we ought to find some good stuff in all of those, right? Take the best of the reports. Is that too simplified, what I'm saying? But, I mean, we've got the Commerce report came out the other day at the Commerce Commissioner about this thick, and now we've got this one, and we've got the CapEx, and it just seems to me we could pick and choose and, at the end of the day, Senator Anderson, we could come up with a pretty significant energy bill in this legislature. But so I think what we all, our homework is to look at all of these studies and come up with a good energy policy. So that's what we're going to do, probably, Senator Murphy, right? Any questions of the Representative Westrup?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Fuller, just a quick question on one of your points. You had talked about members of the committee funded through the task force getting more involved or on boards to become more and more familiar with the intricacies of this. Can you expand? What did you mean by that? Catch that wrong completely.
Mr. Fuller.
Mr. Chair, Representative Restrom, no, you caught it exactly right. The specifics would be, for instance, there's Americans for an Energy Efficient Economy. I went out to a conference of theirs 5 years ago when we were talking about restructuring. That's just attending it. They have 5 days of seminars. I was fully informed. I came back with sort of an understanding of the parameters of the issue and was able to sort of fit my personal values into what I thought the decision should be. Also, there's NARUC, the National Association of Regulatory Utility Commissioners, that holds forums that have legislators on them. On their committees. That's sort of what I meant. There's sort of two aspects of it. One is just attending conferences, of which there's a plethora that are worthwhile, and the second one is becoming involved in organizations, of which there are probably a handful that would be particularly appropriate to attend. So I don't know if you want to actually recommend that be done and that you make some sort of motion. I don't think that's necessary, but that's what I was thinking. I think it would be invaluable because it, once you get sort of a global overview of what's going on, for instance, with generation, it's clean, reliable, you know, economic, perhaps economic development as part of that. And so when you start thinking in those terms, I think it lets you put your values in, make decisions, know what the issues are, anticipate concerns, and make a better policy. Does that answer your question? I'm sorry. Okay.
Any further questions of say, you're using some pretty big words there, you know, when you Northern Anoka County or South St. Paul and
Okie dokie.
Okay. That's better. We can understand you now. Okay, any further
Mr. Chairman?
Questions of Mr. Fuller.
I think the one thing that might be before you is some small discussion or sense about whether you want to expend money at some point in time or that's not. I mean, if you want to do it, there's a long lead time for putting out requests for proposals and discussing it. So if you might want to think about just having a one-minute discussion on whether you want to do that and direct us to do something and think about studies and get back to you or whatever.
Senator Murphy.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I would hope that the co-chairs would direct counsel to just take care of that.
Yeah, we'll be doing that. I think it's important. I know Representative Osmond and others have talked about bringing on somebody on board and spending some money so we'll be discussing that. Is that the direction? I think that's only
makes sense.
The right thing to do.
Mr. Chairman, was that the direction that Mr. Fuller was looking for? Just
I think
on?
So, yeah. No, it's Monday morning. It's kind of early, so we're all just getting warmed
up. It's never too early to spend money, Mr. Chairman.
That's right. And the third point here is to travel, to understand, right? Okay, I think that'll conclude. Mr. Grant or Mr. Lehman, okay, I guess we heard from them anyway. All right, we'll adjourn the meeting.
So we just